Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, Angry Planet listeners. This is Matthew. What you are about to listen to is a bonus episode that's over on angryplanet.substack.com, angryplanetpod.com. The whole thing is about 30 minutes long. We had our resident turkey expert come back on post the Erdogan election and kind of do a follow-up to our earlier turkey episode. So that is what you're going to be hearing a snippet from here. I'll give you a decent amount of it, but if you want to hear the whole thing, go over to angryplanetpod.com or angryplanet.substack.com. Where we are going to be putting a lot more things up for the paid subscribers. We just feel like they really are the ones that keep us going. They're the ones whose support matters most. They really keep the show going, and we want to make sure that they're getting quality content from us at a pretty good clip. So there's going to be more stuff going up behind that paywall. And if you want to hear the whole thing, angryplanetpod.com, angryplanet.substack.com. Here you go.
Did Twitter cause the Tunisian uprising? Did Facebook cause the Egyptian uprising? I got to the point where I said, don't ask me that question.
You know, maybe there were some other things happening that caused people to be really upset.
Did the telephone start World War One? We can't be sure.
I got so frustrated with that. And I got so upset. Like I had a hard time explaining again and again why Twitter and Facebook did not cause the uprisings in the Arab world. But then I drew a line. I was like, I will not answer that question.
It does remind me of like a truism. I've heard a bunch of different places and I've tried to chase down the origins of it a couple times. It has never quite been successful. I think it's like something that high school history high school history teachers would tell me. They'd be like, you know, there wouldn't have been a Hitler in a World War II if not for the radio and like mass broadcasting. Like it was all because of that.
Right. So it's like the Iranian revolution and the cassette. Now,
yeah,
it happens to be that movements, revolutionary movements, popular movements tend to take advantage of technologies that help advance their agendas. But that's different from causing it.
Right. They're using the means that are available. The means are not necessarily causing the revolution.
Right.
Right. The medium is the message. Okay.
Yeah.
Quickly moving on. So are we going to expect anything different going forward from a newly empowered or samely empowered Erdogan? Or, I mean, is it just going to be more of what we've seen so far?
You know, people were kind of grasping at this one. My editor of Foreign Policy the day after was like, you want to write anything? I was like, well, maybe it's me, but I can't think of anything too interesting to say about this. It's kind of like what you see is what you're going to get.
Stephen Cook, thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah,
I will say this. I think on domestic politics, I think the one interesting thing that's going to happen is that Erdogan is going to push very hard to write a new constitution. He's been trying to do this since 2007. And even for a guy, you know, who grew as powerful as he did between 2007 and 2017, he was unable to do it and had to settle for constitutional amendments. But I think now there's more urgency to it for him, because if you look at what the opposition was saying in the election, they were basically promising their constituency that they would undo everything that the AKP and Erdogan has done over the course of the last 20 years. And so I think he'll want to write a constitution that protects those changes and that he'll then be able to say, you know, the republic, which we as Islamists, and they never really articulate it this way, believe is sort of an accident of history and really shouldn't be. It now really truly does reflect.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our worldview, and this worldview is shared by many Turks. It's an authentic and more genuine kind of constitution. Now, that's not actually the case, but that's the way that they will portray it, protecting their changes. I think in a more immediate sense, domestically, I think you're going to see a lot of the same kind of things that we've been seeing over these years. You know, repression of the opposition, leveraging the state against opponents, forcing business into, you know, this kind of defensive crouch to do things for Erdogan, those kinds of things, inept opposition, those kinds of things. On foreign policy, I think really you'll see a lot of continuity, I think. But looking ahead to listeners, looking ahead to the NATO summit in Vilnius, I think there's going to be more Sweden-related drama. If only because Erdogan, you know, kind of now a man in full, he won, like I said before, he'll act as if he won 75% of the vote. He wants to demonstrate that he's a big dog in NATO. And even though the Swedes have done things that he wants, there'll be an opportunity for him to ask for more. And what this is not really about Sweden. It's about negotiating with Joe Biden over F-16s, which the Turks want. They've got older F-16s. They want new ones. They want upgrade kits for others. And Biden has expressed his support for it. There's a problem with Congress, but nevertheless, I think Erdogan, the Turks really don't read our politics or understand how our system works as well. They think, you know, Biden can just make something happen. They don't understand why Biden won't just run right over Senator Menendez and others who object to F-16s for Turkey. So there will be drama over this, and there'll be lots of discussion about, you know, transactions and quid pro quos and so on and so forth. I think that even if you had the Biden administration explicitly saying, which they've been coy about it, even just saying, you know, F-16s for Sweden, you still have Congress. And I think that Senator Menendez and others are not satisfied with just Sweden getting in. They'll need guarantees from the Turks that they won't use those F-16s to menace the Greeks or the Cypriots. I'm not sure the Turks are going to be willing to allow Senator Menendez to dictate their rules of engagement and the way they perceive their security. So I'm not sure that the F-16 issue is going to get resolved, and I'm not sure the Sweden issue is going to get resolved necessarily at Vilnius. I hope I'm wrong about Sweden. I mean, what I understand is even without Turkey's okay, Sweden's been slowly being integrated into NATO military structures anyway. But still, I expect some drama on that issue.
That's all for this free preview of a bonus episode we've got over at angryplanet.substack.com or angryplanetpod.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to take a small break for the rest of this week. I'm going to a conference out of town about nuclear weapons. Jason's busy with some stuff over at Newsweek, but we will be back again soon with another conversation about conflict on an angry planet. Stay safe until then.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.